Right now it's time. Thank you, everybody. Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait.
Hi, guys. It's Matt Moore from Hebron, Illinois.
Wow, where is Hebron?
I can see Wisconsin from here.
Really?
Yeah.
You're just keeping an eye on it.
Well,
in case it tries something.
Somebody has to.
What do you do there in Hebron?
I manage a landscaping company.
Wow, that's hard work.
Well, no, I just sit around and point.
So. Really?
Yeah.
You over there, mow that.
Yep. Go plant you that tree, dig that hole.
Yeah, bring me a mint julep, you say.
Well, yeah, I haven't tried that yet.
Give it a try. Matt, welcome to the show. Now, you're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Matt's topic?
Wisteria Lane has nothing on this.
Oh, gosh.
Those desperate housewives have added some new innovations to suburbia, like hunky 17-year-old gardeners who do more than clip your hedges, if you know what I mean.
I haven't run into that either, so.
Yeah. Okay. That kind of work doesn't come up in your experience, actually?
It does not.
No.
It's very sad.
Try taking off your shirt. Have you tried that? I hear women go for that.
I think that would be a bad thing.
Okay. Anyway, well, this week we read about a real new development in the suburbs that made us want to sell our downtown lofts, buy matching SUVs, and start shopping for a McMansion. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about the latest innovation in America's bedroom communities. Choose that real story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I am.
All right. First up, let's hear from Amy Dickinson.
Starbucks, the company that brought the world the triple shot, non-fat, dry foam, double cup, no sleeve, caramel with a squirt of vanilla macchiato, is coming to a neighborhood near you. Actually, Starbucks is a neighborhood near you. The coffee giant is set to conquer the world in a caffeine-induced frenzy by opening its first housing development outside of Seattle. Residents of Buckstown can live on streets named Mocha, Cappuccino, or Frappuccino Lane. They can take the espresso way to work. Streetlights are shaped like coffee cups and mailboxes like giant beans. Houses, of course, come in three sizes, tall, grande, and venti. Jeffrey Frank, a spokesman for Starbucks, says that Buckstown is about brand loyalty and a coffee-centered lifestyle. Besides, he said, if people can't handle the caffeine, they can always drink a non-sweetened, no-foam, soy, double-shot vanilla chai.
Buckstown, where the streets are paved with foam. Next, let's hear from Roy Blunt, Jr.
If good walls make good neighbors, then a good gate with guardhouse around a community enables better neighbors to congregate. But better enough? In these days of extra virgin olive oil, can a single, like, mono gate be enough to sufficiently set off one's lifestyle? No, say some residents of the gated Forest Lakes community in suburban Pooler, Georgia. They have obtained planning board approval for a second inner gate to create within Forest Lakes Estates, an Uber subdivision, one good gate deserving another gate.
Gated community, not enough for you? How about a gated community? And your last story of suburban innovation comes from Paula Poundstone.
Step out of line in the little Connecticut town of Tisdale, and the cops could slap you with a supporting role in Guys and Dolls. Alarmed by their citizens' declining interest in its once vital community theater, the town council has armed its police force with a truly unique weapon. Citizens ticketed in minor traffic infractions and town ordinances can pay a fine or work it off, not just with community service, but with service in the community theater. A normal community service program could never do for us what this has done. The truth is, we have a city maintenance crew to pick up street trash, but what we need is a good barbershop quartet for the music man, says creator Miriam Billington. Heinze, the time study man from their successful summer production of The Pajama Game, landed the role after repeatedly blocking traffic in front of the middle school in the spring.
So let's review your choices, Matt. From Amy Dickinson, a Starbucks-themed planned community, where presumably coffee runs from the taps. From Roy Blunt, Jr., a gated community where one gate wasn't enough, so really exclusive people can have another gate inside it. And from Paula Poundstone, a community where community service means community theater. Which of these is the real story of an innovation in suburban living?
Oh, gosh. we listen to this show, my three sons and I, every weekend. Mm-hmm. And I am the master of all this. And if I get this wrong, I'm never going to be able to face them again. Nobody will go get me anything out of the refrigerator anymore.
That's terrible. Mm.
Okay, I am going to go with the gated community because I'm a landscaper and I've actually seen stuff like that.
You've seen stuff like that, people building even more gates to get away from people like basically us?
Correct.
All right.
The unwashed masses, yes.
Your choice is Roy's story of the gated community. Well, to bring you the real story, we spoke to the man who reported on this story of suburbia.
It's like they're afraid of catching condo cooties or something like that.
That was Charles Cochran, the reporter for the Savannah Morning News, who broke the story of the gated community within the gated community. Congratulations, Matt. You got it right. Very well
done. You guys are awesome.
Oh, so are you. No more awesome than you, sir, because you earned a point for Roy just for being honest. And you, in fact, have won Carl's voice in your home answering machine.
I'm very excited.
And maybe Carl can come mow a lawn for you.
Absolutely.
He does very straight
maybe
lawns.
Maybe he can mow my lawn.
Yeah. That perhaps would be more expected, but I think you'd do fine in the long run. Anyway, congratulations and thanks for playing with us today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.